Marshall Mint in Virginia City. Tales of Nevada, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on 1270 The Buzz. 1270 The Buzz is your home for San Francisco 49ers football. The 49ers are NFC West champions and are headed for the playoffs for the first time since 2002. And one more game will decide if they're second seed. Join us Sunday for Coach Jim Harbaugh's thoughts during the pregame show. All the play-by-play action and the inside scoop on how the game went down with post-game locker room interviews. Brought to you by Bill Pierce Motors BMW, Las Trojas Mexican Restaurant, DaVita Dialysis, Sierra Freightliner Sterling and Western Star, and your local neighborhood Bully Sports Bar and Grill. The 49ers and the Rams meet Sunday at 9 a.m. on 1270 The Buzz. Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And thank you for joining us on this New Year's Eve. And we are live. We're not Memorex today.
That's right.
Yeah, we could have done a canned show.
That's how professional we are.
Well, I really wanted to do a wrap-up of the whole year. I mean, it's so fun to do that and talk about stories that have already gone by. And one thing I didn't get to mention while we were talking politics, Romney and all that, was that George H.W. Bush unofficially has endorsed Romney.
Yeah, what does that mean, unofficially?
Well, he's not going on the record. He's not.
Then how do you know about it?
I'm in the media.
Oh,
hello.
Okay.
And if I don't know, I just make it up. No, but he did. He also said he did. He was very critical of Newt Gingrich. He told a newspaper, "I'm not his biggest advocate." He said that he had a conflict with Gingrich over Gingrich's. Listen to this. He had a conflict because Gingrich was electing not to back him after he renegated on his no new tax pledge as president.
Reneged.
Yeah. Reneged. What did I say? Renegade?
Yeah.
Well, he did renegade because then he went out and started telling everyone he was going to veto it. I mean, that he was not going to sign it, that he was against it. He told him he was for it. He told the president he was for it and would back him. And then he went out like a renegade and said, no, that he was not going to back him, that he was not for the tax.
I always liked H.W. I always did. You know, he's the last of the World War II presidents.
Well, you know what? He seemed fatherly.
He just seemed like a decent guy. I didn't like the way he ran his presidency, but I liked him.
Mild-mannered.
Right.
Right. Yeah. He did seem...
Barbara, too.
Yeah. Barbara.
I like Barbara.
Barbara.
That's my mom's name. So.
Well, she always looked so much older than him. I thought it was his grandmother.
Now it doesn't look so bad, but back then it looked like she was his mother.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really odd. And then also in the news, John Edwards, I wanted to mention this, once a front runner for the president of the United States, asked a judge last week to delay his campaign finance lawsuit. You know, he's up against like 6 felony charges because of health issues.
Right.
So they're going to postpone it. Federal prosecutors plan to try Edwards on 6 felonies and misdemeanor counts related to $1 million in donations he used.
You think it's a real excuse or a phony excuse? I think it's got to be real. I think the judge would have looked at the medical records, and if he wouldn't have granted an extension unless there was something seriously wrong with Edward.
Boy, now you come back so naive.
Well, they don't just let you postpone your trial.
He's probably got a boil on his butt.
Come on, a 2-month boil?
Sit down. 6-month boil is more like it. I liked him. He was handsome.
Oh, there you go again. Why do women do that?
Because if a man takes good care of himself, it says something about his character. Usually, not so much anymore.
Taking care of yourself doesn't make you handsome, does it?
Well, it does if you care about yourself and you're a little vain, then you're always groomed nice.
And that's what
good.
You want, huh?
And
a
you
vain
would know
president.
Nothing about that, JP.
Okay, wait a minute.
Just kidding you. All right, so let's get to your 5 worst human beings in America. You had your 5 best last year and your 5 worst, and they've absolutely changed. You've changed your mind on the 5 worst.
Well, that was such a popular column last year that so many people hit my website to read them that I decided I would do it again. I can't have the same 5 people, so I got 5 different ones.
Well, and I knew Eric Holder was going to be on your list.
You did?
Yes.
Good guess.
Of course I did. But tell them why he's one of the worst human beings on the planet.
He not only is he incompetent... I don't care what Democrats say about his legal abilities. I think he's an idiot. I think he's dirty. He's slimy. He's all the way back to Abscam. He's been involved in dirty dealings in Washington, D.C. He's the guy that convinced Bill Clinton to pardon Mark Rich.
Right.
It was completely Eric Holder. He's the one who convinced Bill Clinton to pardon the Puerto Rican terrorists who were bombing U.S. targets. Like, they had a, I can't remember, hundreds or 120 different targets those terrorists bombed.
Him and Bill Clinton, butt buddies or something? War buddies?
There's got to have been some money changing hands, because there was not one other legal expert in the country who said that Mark Rich and the Puerto Rican terrorists should be pardoned.
This is stuff I never heard of.
The terrorists were not pardoned. Their sentences were commuted.
Right,
so commuted. It's slightly different.
Yeah, it's very different. But still, you wonder why. You wonder why.
And now all along, Obama decides to make him attorney general. And then what does he do right away? He dismisses the case against the new Black Panther guys who were standing in front of a polling place with a club threatening white people.
Yeah, he was just scared to death. That's why he did that.
They were already convicted under Bush. The trial was done. All that was left was the sentencing. And the sentencing for that kind of case is typically nothing but an injunction to say you can't stand in front of the polling place with a club.
What would be his motive?
I don't know. What's wrong with telling them they can't stand in front of the polling place with a club? That's their punishment, and we gotta drop the case so they don't get that? It doesn't make sense.
There must be
and then, of course,
issues.
Now we have Fast and Furious, where the Justice Department decided to sell all these guns to Mexican cartel members, and they're killing people with them.
Yeah, they walk right across the border and just handed them out. It's just crazy. Now, how about Paul Krugman?
Oh, he's a...
What's the deal with him?
Nobel what Prize-winning economist.
Yeah.
Who writes an op-ed column for the New York Times, and he just gets everything back-assward.
And he, in your opinion? Or?
And not in my opinion. He gets corrected so many times that sometimes he'll write a column and turn off the comment feature of his column so that people won't embarrass him by pointing out what he got wrong.
Maybe he should have a talk show. All right. I don't get Sean Penn. I love Sean Penn. The
Sean
actor?
Penn, he goes from dictator to dictator. He's been to the Castros and Chavez in Venezuela twice, interviewing them for Nation magazine, talking about how they're not as bad as we say they are. And here they are oppressing. The Castros are just thugs who have oppressed the Cuban civilians for decades.
Well, some of the Cubans don't feel that way.
You find me a Cuban who doesn't feel that
way. Well, they're still over there, right? I mean, most of them that
did. They say they don't feel that way because they're...
Most of them who didn't feel that way moved to Miami.
No.
Yeah.
And Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, or whatever his name is, in Iran, Sean Penn's gone over and talked good stuff about him, too. I mean, what is wrong with this guy? He's using his Hollywood influence to make dictators and thugs look good.
You hate that, don't you?
Right.
Kathleen Sebelius?
Secretary of Health and
Human
Services.
Health and Human, okay. Well, what's her problem?
She's administering Obamacare.
Yeah.
She's a fanatical, radical pro-abortionist. She's the one who was the governor of Kansas when George Tiller was killed in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
He was the late-term abortionist who did tens of thousands of late-term abortions. And when the Attorney General of Kansas tried to prosecute George Tiller and Planned Parenthood, she fought on the side of Planned Parenthood and George Tiller. George Tiller was a big contributor to her election campaigns. Now she's secretary. Now she's in Washington with more power. And do you remember when Obamacare got passed, there was a last-minute deal because pro-life Democrats didn't like the wording and they were afraid that the federal government was going to be paying for abortions and birth control.
Exactly. Planned Parenthood was up in arms.
And so the president and Harry Reid made a last-second deal to get those Democrat Congress critters to vote for Obamacare.
Change the verbiage.
But now, after they passed the legislation, and Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius is writing the actual regulations, in August, she finally came out with the regulation, and the religious exemption is not in there. The only people who get a religious exemption are churches. So you could be a Catholic businessman with employees, and you have to buy health insurance that provides abortions and abortifacient control, birth control pills for your employees, even though you object to that on religious grounds. This is the kind of sleazy radical pro-abortionist she is, and that's why she made my list.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, that's four of them. And the last one I absolutely agree with. Jerry Sandusky.
Yeah, he made the list.
Oh, God. Okay, well, that's interesting. Very interesting. How about the top 10 sex and tech headlines? We did that one.
We talked about that.
Yeah, we did that one. High-grossing movies for 2011.
Can you guess what they are?
Transformer has to be one.
Transformers number two.
Mm-hmm, number two.
And of course, Harry
the Potter. Twilight saga.
Twilight is number three,
I think. Right? Okay, what else? Oh, I know, The Hangover.
Hangover is on there. That's a good guess.
You're
How did you know
me?
That?
Because that's hilarious. I rolled, and as a matter of fact, we lost one of the stars of that show this year. What else? I don't know.
Who did we lose?
Harry Potter has to be on that list.
Harry Potter is number one.
Oh, my
gosh. The highest grossing movie of the year.
Boy, that woman
Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1 is number two. And Hangover, Part 2 was number three.
See, I know a
good movie. Can you believe that?
I know a good movie. See? I know one.
Pirates of the Caribbean was number five.
That's my favorites. Johnny Depp.
I missed one. Transformers was number two. I skipped that one. Fast Five was number six. That's a surprise to me.
Fast Five. Oh, no, that was a good one.
Oh, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Cars 2. That's a cartoon. Was number seven.
Well, the kids liked it. They got to put something in there, you know, for
Thor
kids.
Thor was number eight.
Thor, that was pretty good.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes was number nine.
No, that wasn't it.
And Captain America was number 10.
Captain America? Good God.
And the first serious movie to make the list was number 11, The Help, which was kind of a good movie.
The Help.
It wasn't,
That's one I got to write on my list. I haven't seen The Help. What was that about? Do you know? Did you see it?
It's about some black maids in the 1950s in the South.
Oh, yes. Yeah. A lot of my friends have said, you got to see that. Yeah. You got to see it.
Glenda got emotional.
I'll bet. Okay. Well, that's good. All right. So that's the top grossing movies of 2011. I'm not getting what the top 10 new species are. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, from NOVA, right? NOVA, wow. The new things
this
that have been
the
discovered.
International Institute for Species Exploration.
Like they had that mushroom. What was that mushroom thing?
Yes, very good.
Yeah,
wow,
see, I watch some stuff.
I think there's two mushrooms on the list. The bioluminescent mushroom is
number
two.
That's not the one you eat. That's not the magic mushroom.
I don't know if you eat it or not.
What else?
And there's a underwater mushroom was also on the top 10 list. But my favorites are the jumping cockroach.
Yeah, I didn't like those. And the biting cockroaches.
And the pancake batfish.
Wait. How about that Darwin spider?
Oh, yeah.
That was the weirdest.
How do you must have read this list?
I saw NOVA.
Oh, did you?
I saw these things on TV.
Yeah, Darwin's bark spider.
Oh, yeah. That was a weird looking thing. And I'm not afraid of spiders, but that was kind of freaky.
They found the biggest one was, it's called a duiker.
A duiker?
D-U-I-K-E-R. It's a little deer.
Oh, I can't remember. A duiker? Well, what would that be? A pygmy and a deer?
It's one of those pygmy deers, I think.
Oh, pygmy deer.
And they had never seen one before, so it's a brand new species.
Well, very interesting. The top 10
new species.
Wow, I like that. There's probably more out there.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot more out there.
In the ocean, can you imagine?
Yes. And there's a bit more to come. We've got coming up the 40. We're going to talk about the 40,000 new laws when we come back from our break
that
are going to be taking effect tomorrow. Right here on Broadview.
TV The Buzz.
Tune in to the Car Buyer Advisor every Saturday at 10 a.m., your first place to turn for everything automotive, dedicated to connecting you with the industry's finest local automotive products, services, and advice. Committed to uniting Northern Nevada's automotive consumers into the nation's most powerful consumer group. Each week, we introduce you to the finest local businesses in the automotive industry that we know of. Rick Anderson with Nevada Mobile Automotive Service will talk about their mobile shops on wheels and how you can have your car repaired or serviced at your home, office, or on the roadside. We continue our efforts to raise money to benefit the Care Chest of Sierra Nevada, a local nonprofit organization that provides free medical equipment and supplies to Northern Nevadans in need. Educating consumers one car buyer at a time. Before you buy, be advised. Tell all your friends to tune in to the Car Buyer Advisor every Saturday at 10 a.m. only on 1270 The Buzz.
The perfect place to relax and unwind.
Garden Shop Nursery.
Now that the new year is here, the Garden Shop Nursery and Whitby's Gifts and Home Decor have all you need for your gardening and home decor projects. Our excellent selection of seeds has almost any edible or flowering plant you may desire. Starting plants from seeds is a great way to try new and interesting varieties. Come in and let our team help you with all of your seed starting needs. New to the nursery are winter gardening workshops beginning January 14th. Find the schedule at our website. Visit us at gardenshopnursery.com. The Garden Shop Nursery is open every day from 9 to 5, and we're located at 3636 Mayberry Drive at the Big White House. We've been rooted in Reno since 1972. Visit us at gardenshopnursery.com.
Unusually beautiful, Garden Shop Nursery.
Are you tired of looking in the mirror and seeing wrinkles or sunspots that bother you? It is common as we age to have more skincare concerns. Hi, I'm Regina, General Manager at RenewMD. At RenewMD, our focus is to help you look and feel your best. Our experts in anti-aging provide a relaxing, professional treatment that varies from microdermabrasions to chemical peels, advanced laser treatments, dermaplaning, and so much more. We have professionals under board-certified plastic surgeon, Dr. James Murphy, who care about you and your skincare needs. We offer complimentary consultations Tuesday through Saturday, and this holiday season is a perfect time to take advantage of our special offers. 50% off laser hair removal, $500 off a non-surgical facelift package. Dermaplaning is only $29 with any other service and many more opportunities to save. Call today to get started on your path to beautiful skin so you look in the mirror and not only look great, but feel great. Call 852-4500. That's 852-4500. At RenewMD, we're setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and thank you for joining us on Broadview, this last day of 2011 edition. And I was just telling JP, starting next year, with my new webcam Santa brought me, we're going to actually produce some video of our show next year on my website and your website.
Are we going to live stream, or are we just going to put it on there as afterward?
We can do both.
We can do
both. It just all depends if you pick your nose like you usually do or not. I've got to have time to edit that stuff out.
So you're saying I have to start wearing pants.
I was just telling him he's got to start. Oh, you're really giving him a visual now. Yeah, we'll show what fun we have in here, and our guests and things are going to be fun. Hey, it's the wave of the future.
That means I have to shave every Saturday, right?
That's right.
Yeah, right.
That's right. I don't think you can grow a beard, can you?
Yeah.
Well, grow
one. It's just got gray in it, and that drives me crazy.
Your hair, everything is gray, okay? Okay. So that'll be fun coming up next year on Broadview. Okay, now let's get to this. 40,000 new state laws taking effect starting tomorrow.
Go ahead, depress me.
Oh, this is going to be depressing. Well, probably some good news in here, too. But it's going to make changes about getting abortions in New Hampshire, learning about gays and lesbians in California. We need to know more about that. Getting jobs in Alabama and even driving golf carts in Georgia. Several federal rules change with the new year, including a Social Security increase amounting to $450 a year for the average recipient. I'm getting close. I like this. And stiff fines up to $2,700 per offense for truckers and bus drivers caught using handheld cell phones while driving.
Now, there we go, my pet peeve.
I know it. I know it. Many of these laws reflect the nation's concerns over immigration, the cost of government, and the best way to protect our benefits and young people, including regulations on sports concussions. I know. They're just protecting us all over the place. Eight states are going to raise the minimum wage. That's good news for us. That includes Arizona, Oregon, Washington, Montana, Colorado, Ohio, Vermont, and Florida. Not Nevada. I didn't hear any Nevada in there. Now, San Francisco is going to become the first city to raise its minimum wage above $10 an hour. Yeah. They're going to flock.
This is why high school kids can't find jobs. This is why young people can't get started, because the minimum wage law eliminates all those jobs. The new